sources of renewable energy in the construction sector. Can installations that use renewable energy sources be made only in newly built facilities? No, but actually, it's best to plan all these when a plot and design are selected. Could you elaborate on this topic? Of course. As regards the plot, factors that matter are its size, location against the cardinal points, and shading. A plot at a sufficient size will allow the installation of the system in the ground at a suitable distance from the house. And what about the design stage? The designed house should have a compact structure and a simple shape, without any superfluous bay windows, vents, chimneys, balconies, or terraces. It is often difficult and uneconomical to protect such elements from heat losses. If you have a roof, make sure it's gabled, south-facing, and has a slope inclination of 30 to 45 degrees. These are important aspects in the context of a photovoltaic system installation. Is it true that you do not need a chimney in an energy-efficient house? Yes, when using a heat pump with recuperation to heat the building, a chimney is unnecessary. What's more, you don't need a boiler room and fuel storage room anymore. Is it possible to purchase ready-made designs that meet energy efficiency requirements, or should they be individually tailored? A typical design includes the energy performance of the building. In 2021, the construction law was tightened and new rules were added specifying conditions to be met by buildings with respect to acceptable energy demand. These are the requirements of WT 2021, according to which the coefficient of primary energy consumption must not exceed 70 kWh per square meter per year for a detached house and 65 kWh per square meter per year for a multifamily residential building. You also need to keep in mind the heat transfer, U coefficient, for wall barriers. What does this mean in practical terms? This means that in the construction, materials should be used to erect barriers that meet the requirements relating to a U coefficient, watts per square meter Kelvin, of 0.2 for exterior walls, 0.3 for floors on the ground, 0.15 for roofs and flat roofs, 0.9 for windows, and 1.1 for roof windows. The lower the coefficient, the better. The tightening of rules concerning the value of coefficients is, of course, only one aspect that affects the energy performance of a building. What also matters is the installation of equipment that generates energy from renewable sources, for example, solar, water, geothermal, or wind.